pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approve the accounts payable. That'll be accounts payable sheets for 410 through 414. Would include the regular checks, $208,492.13. The manuals, $70,039.24. The wires, $213,669.37. The payroll checks, both the regular payroll checks and the manuals, total $448,982.94. Total warrants and checks approved, $941,183.68. Noting that the county, deputy county manager has reviewed and approved such.
Second, items of note. Dan?
So I've got a handful of items of note. Challenge Technologies in the amount of $22,334.20, which is uninterrupted power supply battery for communications. DocuQuest, $1,595, IS Microfilm annual agreement, a renewal. OAG Aviation Worldwide, which is doing business as FlightView, $3,228, which is the second quarter for the terminal maintenance contract. Town of Hayden, $12,247.33, which is the March LEO hours, airport security. JFMT Automotive, which is doing business as John Elway, I'm assuming John Elway Automotive, $57,256, which is two Ram 1500 trucks. JVation, $22,542.20 for beacon and work on the blower and broom at the airport. Parking Soft LLC, which is $36,591.83. Parking control system final bill at the airport. And then one interesting item, an Elon payment Nationwide for $310.57, which is for Murray the dog to have dog insurance. Thought that was interesting.
We're getting dog insurance then?
Well, considering we had that $3,000 tooth.
Yeah. Worth every penny.
They do. They use a credit card.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 So how much was the insurance?
That was $310.57.
Yeah, if you figure out our investment, that is probably warranted.
Items of our this morning's work session included updates from our county manager and our county attorney, and we also had a discussion of the Colorado OIT microwave replacement plan with our communications manager, and an update from our road and bridge department.
Anything on the any resolutions?
I don't see any resolutions.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve consent to agenda items A, B, C, D, and E.
Second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are here for our 240 item, changing the YVRA compensatory and vacation time carryover period. Kathy?
Yes, Yamba Valley Regional Airport is requesting that you consider the change of their carryover time from January through December to November through October. You have already approved a select
That doesn't make sense.
No?
October or...
November 1 through October 31.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. No, that makes sense. I'm sorry. I was thinking backwards. You're right. Go ahead.
So you've already approved some select occupations for that, and they're requesting that all of their employees follow those guidelines as they have additional people who will be accruing extra time during those.
So that was the confusing part on my part, because we actually did include them, their operation, but it was just operations. In the changing of vacation comp time carryover.
It was a lot of the people.
You had to be with snow removal. That's right. What it was. So this request is actually changing everybody that works at Yampa Valley Regional Airport.
That is correct. And I don't believe everyone will have a problem. There's still additional people that will have a problem utilizing that time, but for administrative purposes, it's much easier for them to follow one set of dates versus having to manage two.
And the people will have the ability in September and October to take a lot of time off to get their hours down, and it makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with this either, so yeah, it makes sense. So in fact, as I was wondering why we didn't do the whole operation when we did it. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the change of the vacation and compensatory comp time carryover period for all of the Yampa Valley Regional Airport employees from the additional employees to be coincide with the other snow remove employees, which would have a November 1st to October 31st year.
Second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.